This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. I am joined today by David Touré. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. The new record is called A Mon Affi. It means what?
It means once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
I have read online that the songs that you have written and put on this collection are all about Africa and its people in different ways.
When we are talking about Africa, we are talking, of course, of humanity, because we all come from Africa. So when I take the example of Africa, I'm taking the example of the first man who left Africa and worked, these families who work and made the world what it is today. Mm. And I'm talking about human being, talking about what is the beginning of our story, all of our story. I mean, American, African, Indian, European, we all are from Africa. So I'm talking about the story of the world when I'm saying usually Africa. Mm.
You are originally from a country that is somewhat overlooked when it comes to music, especially here in the United States. We are quite familiar with the music of Mali. We are quite familiar with the music of Senegal, but not so much Mauritania.
Yeah, because it is a country really, really. Mauritanian people, first of all, are not many. We are 3 million. So many, this is the first reason that we don't hear a lot about them. And it is a really big country, huge country. And it is about the desert, a lot of sand, and we move all the time. And we are never on the same place. And it's true that it's a country that many people doesn't know about. Mm.
Yeah. Are there specific musical traits to the music of Mauritania?
Yeah, there is a typical musical trait there. You have a folkloric music, like everywhere, and you have also a modern music from artists, but the local music is between Hassania, what we call Hassania, and black people also. It's kind of a mix of traditional music. There is a lot, yeah. Mm. But you can find the same kind of music in Senegal, also in Mali, because West Africa used to be the same country before European get through, you know, and colonize it, or before Arabic people came through and colonized it. Gotcha. It was the same empire, and we used to speak the same languages.
And now
we still spoke those languages, and we still have the same families all over the other frontiers, because those frontiers was written and made it by European. Mm. The actual frontiers that we see in Africa was made it by French people, by English people, but not by African. Mm. Because African people doesn't know what is frontier.
Sure.
Border doesn't exist in our mind. We always...
David Touré is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called A Mon Affi, Once Upon a Time. It's out on Kumbancha Records. Right. What do you want to play for us?
I'm going to play Woy Yoy Yoy.
Mangi walo walo walo, I'm not really mad at money. Sentu mawoni sama white age dinamasa kaje kumeli. Gutum yagi lerni where we retanum de suhat holie. Sasuma serum the chikongi, kunitinum dina wara wabi so. Ay, he, he. Way yo, way yo, way yo, way yo, way yo. Why, Wayayoy, mandinko, mandinko. Wayayoy, wayayoy, wayayoy. Wayayoy, wayayoy, wayayoy. Wayayoy, wayayoy, wayayoy. If my waiting, I'll be waiting, sit up, I'll be singing. I'll be waiting, this my whole man. I'll be skisuited up, but my sister, what do I see? Wayayoy, wayayoy.
That is Dabi Touré live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Amona Fee, and that one was called what?
Woyoyoy.
And what does it mean? What's the story?
The story is the story of a young man, me, when I was maybe 8 years old. I was in Casamance, in the south of Senegal, and my family, and on the neighborhood we call Sancha Basilo, which is a really nice place. It was a woman, a beautiful woman, who lived there. And when she passed, like when she was walking around on the street, everything was stopped. All the men, all the women, even women, everybody was impressed by this beauty. But that beauty is not only physical beauty. It is a beauty of someone, of a human being, of someone who taking care of everybody also, taking just a nice person, a beautiful person. So I had that this souvenir, we say, you know, and it is, that's why I made this song, because it was something inimaginable, incredible.
You have a story that is fairly common among music of all cultures, which is that your dad didn't want you to play guitar early on, told you not to play it.
No, because he was afraid, like as all the fathers, especially in Africa. To be a musician is not seen as a work. It's seen as a player, someone who doesn't want to be serious, you know. It's like, this is not a job. Just do first your studying, and then after that you can make music. But for me, it wasn't true. What was true is that I wanted to be part of the music the soonest possible.
And for folks that aren't familiar, many members of your family are musical. The generation before you, father, uncle played music professionally. Grandfather also played music?
No, grandfather used to sing. They said that he used to have a really nice vocal. That's the only thing we know about him. But he was not a musician. He wasn't. He was a shoemaker.
You had mentioned that Western music was reaching you. And you have mentioned folks like Dire Straits, Bob Marley, Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Was that coming over airwaves or on cassette tapes? Or how were you getting access to this music?
Cassette tapes, because we were sharing everything like this. I give you this, you give me this. So I met a guy. The first time I've heard about Police, for example, I met a guy and he was talking. He said, I like your watch. And I said, yes, this is a watch that I get, like, it's, you know, electronics watch on the 18, you know, remember, you know, the first one. And he said, I really like it. And he said, I have this tape. I don't know, what is it exactly? And he had that thing we called headphones and Walkman. And that was the first time that I'm going to have headphones on my head and the stereo and combined to Police. Can you imagine what happened to me that day? It was kind of a flash, you know. So I discovered that music soon, really, really early. And to me, that music was universal, because I can feel that there is a reggae inside, traditional music, all the rhythm I can feel, and everything. And that's why I like this, what we call pop music, popular music, because it is open to the world.
Dabi Touré is my guest today, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Amona Fee, out on Kumbancha Records. Will you play us another?
Yeah, we can try to play another. Which one you want? Do you have an? No, you told me that you have maybe one song.
Yafode?
All right. Don't have my capo, but I'll try to do it without.
Jalode, Jafode. Allo de njafu de. Di beganta tude yile yile la sere beganta tude yile yile. Sere beganta alaba tukenta tu. Sere beganta alaba tuke. Sere beganta alaba tukenta tu. Anna ba tu de sile yara diodema sile yana diodema Jallo de njafo de Jallo de njafo de Sere beganta tude yile yile Sere beganta tu yile yile Sere beganta alla ba tu ke ta tu Sere beganta alla ba tu ke Sere beganta alla ba tu kenta tu Oi Sere beganta alla ba tu de
That is Yafo De. It's David Ture live here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record just out is called Amona Fi, Once Upon a Time is how that translates. Late 1980s, right around 1990, political turmoil hits and you end up leaving You end up leaving West Africa and ending up where?
Ending up in Paris.
Paris.
But that wasn't the reason of my... It was planned before, because my father was going to join his brothers, that famous band you was talking about, Toure Kunda.
Toure Kunda.
So that was the first real reason. But of course we had at that time, like we usually know, you know, in Africa, some kind of trouble of political troubles, because we need institutions, strong institutions, we need many, many things. But if you have these things, then if you know the peace and if you know, and if we control our destiny on these countries, so many things will change in the world. Mm. But then when I arrived in Paris, because of my father, I discovered the music, I discovered what is to be a professional. Because then in Africa, we was just practicing, we was playing for our pleasure. And when I arrived in Europe, it was completely different. I've learned many, many things.
Is there a different feel to how music permeates everyday life in Africa than in a place like Paris?
No. It's
still the same.
All same. Because music is talking to you the same way if you're in France, in US, or in Africa. The music, the rhythms, the melodies are talking to you in the same way. And when you perform in front of the audience, when I'm traveling all over the world, I can see the reaction of people. It's the same. People feel the same thing everywhere you go. And the music is always universal, a kind of universal language, you know, about emotion.
I've read that you speak something like 6 languages. Obviously, English, French.
Try to speak English. Not always, you know, I have to practice a lot because we don't speak English a lot in France. That's the main problem in France. French people are really close. France. They love to speak French. But speak French a little and English a little bit. But the most of the languages that I speak very well is my native language from Soninke, language Pular, from the communities that...
And those are different sort of tribal languages of West Africa, correct? Is it?
That's not really tribal.
No?
I don't really like that term of tribal. Okay. It's kind of a little bit ridiculous. These languages are part of... That's a real languages with a real culture. Because if you talk about Wolof or Soninke or Pular or Hassania, these languages are so rich on anything. Grammatically, musically, and everything. So I just had chance to growing up with these communities when I was too young. So I've learned these languages really, really.
Is there one or more that you fall into most easily when you make music or when you sing? Is there one that's easier for you? Or
absolutely no.
No, really?
No, because I had to manage all my entire of my life. I had to found out to communicate with other people, because when I was too little, my father and my mother, when they get separated, I was 2 years and a half. And then he started to send me over to his mother, over to his uncle, and I was traveling all over the West African. So then I was confronted in a way inside of a different world each year, or each 3 years I was moving and coming to a new world. Mm. So I have to communicate with people. I have to find out to be accepted by the others. So I have to speak this. So now it becomes natural to me to speak all these languages. But when I'm singing, for example, or when it just came without any reflection. Mm. All these languages are equal to me. My musical life, if I can express myself like this, started with Lade. With Toure Kunda. That was the first band I made.
Which I think was an album we ended up the year 2000 or something, about 15 years ago. Something
yeah, it's
like that.
In 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an old album. Yeah.
And you have incorporated into that music and your solo music certainly African influences and pop influences and some jazz influences.
Yeah.
Are those the things that you experienced and absorbed prior to being in Paris, or the world of music that met you once you got to Paris?
It met me when I first was in Africa.
Okay.
And then it started continue over in Europe, and then after that in the United States. And because I never stopped meeting people as I was doing when I was young, you know, it became urgent, and it became a kind of need to me to always get more and more and more and more. I can't stay just and be happy with what I have, you know. That's not the way that I used to live. And so, yeah, you know, I've learned many with contact with different countries and different of course. Mm.
How often do you get to the States for performances?
Oh, the first time I came in the States, that was in 1998. That I was touring with this album, Lade.
How often do you come back?
I didn't come back since, now 7 years maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's been quite a while.
Yeah, I disappeared. I'm not like, I know. I was living, I was having my life, or everything that the most of the people have. Music is not only, but this time what we want to do is to be more, a little bit more present.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Me too.
I'm really glad this worked out. It's after all these years, it's nice to meet you and hear you play live in our studios. David Touré is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Amon Afi.
Thank you.
Did I do okay with the pronunciation? Amon Afi?
Perfect.
All right. What do you want to wrap up with today? What do you want to play?
What can I play? Okay, Oma.
Kenkota dosara na kegemu and mami was feeling down. Alasame ogaduna kebeya and mami was feeling down. Was feeling down. Tiki 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 ayo tiki 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 soroma. Tiki 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 ayo tiki 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 soroma. Kisi almami wo wo feeling down. Aina tanga kesara na ya harike almami wo wo feeling down. Wo feeling down. Bidi bidi ti ayo tigi digi digi ti soma. Bidi bidi ti ayo tigi digi digi ti soma.
That is David Touré live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Amon Afi, out on Kumbancha Records.
Thank you very much.
David, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank you.